This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. In this hour, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and they've implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn about Dash. Dash.org. Well, here we are back at Liberty at Night, Tuesday nights, the second hour of the program tonight. And of course, everyone out there is talking about Israel and Hamas. We talked about it a little bit in the first hour tonight. And we are libertarians, just a preface. So we're very anti-war. Doesn't mean that we're just strictly anti-Israel or anything like that. We just don't like death. We don't like needless death, and we especially don't like the death of innocent civilians. And we know our government has been involved in quite a few wars in our lifetimes and before, and a lot of civilians have what we believe needlessly died. Doesn't mean we don't support the troops. By the way, we support the troops. We love the troops. We love them so much, we don't want them to go die for absolutely no reason. We especially, after not liking death, do not like the waste of our money, the money that is forcefully taken from your paychecks against your will. You've got little to no say-so in the matter. They take it. They spend it on these wars. They spend it on these programs a lot of us don't even agree with. They waste our money. They basically set it on fire, and we get almost nothing in return. That being said, economics is the most important thing to us. We have a podcast called Good Morning Liberty, and we talk about a lot of economic issues and the war and culture and stuff like that, but mainly economics, because economics is the driver of many of the atrocities that we've seen throughout human history. Charlie's been a little bit negative lately about the podcast, but it's not going his way, right? We've got like 1,600 new listeners since the early last week.
And I hate
when you started being super negative about
it. And I hate every single one of them. Yeah, I hope they only listen to one episode and then cancel.
It's a great idea. It's a really great business
plan.
Don't
hit that subscribe button, actually. Because you can't handle the truth.
There you go. Don't do
anything. That's why. It's not because I don't want people to listen. It's just I don't want people to listen who can't handle the truth.
That's true.
And that's most people.
Pretty much everyone who can't handle the truth is not listening to the show, because this show is the truth.
Is truth.
Yeah, there we go. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning every single day of the week when we want to.
And so truth.
I'm going to ask you to smash that follow button and to tell a friend and tell a family member.
I'm going to tell you not to do it.
And to go to joingmail.com so you can hang out with the Fed Haters Club, who's hanging out with us right now. It's only $6 a month because I'm too lazy to change the price, even though prices keep going up. You know, we're not staying consistent with inflation around here.
Our suppliers, they raise their prices.
Everything's going up, you know, just not us. Our information suppliers have raised their prices. Speaking of prices being up, we got quite a few things, and it's not all about war. And I thought it'd be nice to lead out with something that wasn't about Israel and Palestine going on. I thought that'd be pretty cool. So,
well, you might be the only one.
Everyone is still talking about that thing, but there was some other news today, and it had to do with inflation. The inflation was still 3.7% year over year. That was the new number that came out this morning. That's lower than the 9.1 that we had, you know, middle of last year. And so I guess inflation is down, which obviously means prices are going down, Charlie, right?
No.
If I follow people on the left, I think that's what it means.
That's not true.
So I put out a post. I said if I were running a Republican campaign, this is the chart I'd be showing. And I put the Trump years on the left, slightly highlighted in red, and the Biden years on the right, slightly highlighted in blue. And what you see here, now this is no shill for Trump. You know, he was not good enough to get either one of our votes either time that he ran. But Biden has been pretty bad, or at least he has presided over some pretty bad inflation so far. During the Trump years, you had 7.72% inflation overall during that time. And so far during the three Biden years, we've had 17.68% inflation since that started. And then the really important number is that during those two times put together, we've had 26.75% inflation in consumer prices. That's
now,
not good.
And to be fair to Biden, even though he's horrible, to be fair, the CARES Act is a large portion of why we saw inflation rise a lot in 2021.
And then the Inflation Reduction Act was bad, and then the American Rescue Plan was bad. It just poured a bunch of gas on the fire. Mm-hmm. And
kerosene, probably.
You know, you see prices
we were out of gas.
Keep going up, and there's so much money out there in the economy. I was thinking the other day, you know how we talk about how many people lost their jobs during the pandemic, and I think the unemployment rate went up to like 14% or something. I don't remember the exact amount of millions of people that lost their jobs. That's a lot. But you know what's also really important is most people didn't lose their jobs during the pandemic. Millions of people did not. But millions of them still got STEMI checks, even when they didn't lose their jobs. And they were making money, and they had nowhere to spend the money, except for like on groceries and stuff, because so many things were closed. And so when you ask yourself, like, how are we still able to keep increasing prices on things and people can still handle it? How is it that housing is still going up and travel's going up and all that stuff? There is a lot of extra money floating around out there in the economy. It's not just about the people who lost their jobs and needed unemployment or needed the STEMI checks. It's all the people who didn't lose their jobs, which is most people, and kept making the amount of money that they were or similar to that and had nowhere to spend that money. And still got STEMI checks on top of that. Like me, I never spent the money I got during the pandemic. Still didn't. But it has led me into a place in my life where all of a sudden I've decided I can just buy whatever I want. Just like any time. Places like, hey, you want to go to Peru? Yeah, sure, we'll go to Peru. That's fine. We got a nice cushion. We're fine.
Yeah.
And so we're more willing to pay for things. And
you're living high on the hog.
I'm living high on everyone else's hog.
And while America is suffering.
I know. I feel terrible about it. I feel so bad right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
as a live group is saying, Stone Cold and Costco, we can go back, let's say Bush. Bush was bad. Obama, worse. Trump, worse. Biden worstest.
And that only leads me to believe.
Bad, worst, worster.
Yeah.
We're now at the worstest.
Do you think Trump was worse than Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you talking about just as far as money
spending
added to the debt? Or that kind of thing.
I mean,
there was definitely more money spent, for sure.
And also, Trump wasn't. I mean, he was talking about. Trump never. Even on the campaign, he didn't talk about conservative values.
Was
just talking about making better deals.
How would he? He's not a conservative.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Bush was like, oh, I'm a conservative.
Yeah.
But I'll add $10 trillion to the debt and spend way more money than we've ever spent since ever.
There's like, as libertarians who will sometimes talk about how Trump wasn't that bad, one thing we'll say is that he didn't start any new wars. And he was trying to get us out of Afghanistan. I don't think that's because he's some type of libertarian when it comes to war. I think he saw it as a waste of money and wanted to stop spending the money on those things. And so maybe, you know, like you were saying, it's not really conservative value. It's just good deal making. Maybe that was good. Anyhow, what you just laid out, it sounds like the next president, no matter what, is going to be worse.
Well, we have worster or worstest currently.
Yeah. Is most worstest going to be the next one?
Maybe.
We'll see.
You can only go down from here, I guess, right?
We'll be here to talk about it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life, and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little help. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find the way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a bit. I've told you guys that. And our co-host, Charlie, is still using BetterHelp. He loves it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. I wanted to make fun of something because we're not going to have room for it in Dumb Bleep of the Week tomorrow because there's so many dumb things going on. And so I thought it'd be a nice time, since we're talking economics, to make fun of Robert Reich III for a second. And this is one of those things that sounds, that people say that elicits a specific emotion from you. But if you think about it for like 2 seconds, it means like literally nothing. And I get really upset when people like him, who portray himself as a really smart person who cares about people and is telling them the truth and all the time, he's fighting fascism and doing all that. And so since we won't have time for it tomorrow, I thought it'd be cool to do this. I just wanted to not talk about the war so much right now.
Okay.
You know?
It's fine by me.
Robert Reich said, teachers earned 73 cents for every dollar that other professionals made in 2022.
Mm.
You should start paying teachers to do your job, Charlie. You'd save money.
I would.
You know?
It's about 27%.
This is far less than the 93 cents on the dollar they made in 1996. Once again, is there a teacher shortage or a shortage of jobs that treat educators with the dignity and pay they deserve?
Now, who do teachers work for?
Well, they work for the government. And so they just need, what we need to do is spend more money on education.
Yeah.
We've severely cut the education budgets, as you've seen.
Our kids have been hardly underfunded.
Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is,
there's education insecurity.
So when you say 73 cents on the dollar for other professionals versus 93 cents on the dollar for other professionals in 1996. Do you also think that there might be a lot of new jobs that professionals are working that are high paying jobs than there were in 1996 right now? I don't know. Maybe having to do with computers.
How many software engineers were there in 1996?
There were some, but it's not quite as big of a market as it is right now. It wasn't as big of a market as it is right now. And so what this is, just when you see things like this, you have to think about it for 2 seconds. What happened was an entirely new economy developed, and the value of a lot of those information technology, any stuff like that, software engineers, anything like that, it went up, while the value of teaching, I guess, stayed
around. Oh, you're talking about the internet.
The internet, yes.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people started making money at these high-paying jobs. And so then, when you're comparing teachers to professionals, which is a category, you have a lot of new people that came into the market that are working in high-paying jobs and are able to increase their pay. And now you compare teachers to them again, and it looks like the pay of teachers has gone down somehow compared to the pay of professionals. But you're not taking into account the fact that there's entirely new groups of professionals that didn't exist at that time.
I mean, I got to tell you, so I grew up in the 90s, right? As a kid, an internet professional was never on my list of things I wanted to be. About it.
I didn't want to be a YouTube influencer when I was in grade school.
In fact, I remember when we got the internet at school.
Yeah.
You know? When we first got the computer lab, it wasn't connected to the internet.
No, you just played like Trail on there or something.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
On the Apple.
The Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail. Oh, sorry.
Ozark.
Oregon. Like, yeah, we played that. You know, it was just like a black and green screen.
Three and a half inch floppy disks.
No, no, you put in a 5-inch floppy on that. I can't remember the exact size. The big floppy.
Four and a half.
You put it in, you push the thing down afterwards so it doesn't come popping back out at you, I guess.
You have to wait for it to click. Yeah.
So anyway.
And then I remember, I think I was in seventh or eighth grade when the internet came about.
Yeah.
And Netscape.
Well, Al Gore had invented it way before that. It wasn't in wide use yet at that time. But yeah, I was pretty young. I remember talking to my friends on MSN Messenger. You know, that was the cool thing to do. I didn't have any friends on there, but I was trying to get some.
Yeah.
You know.
Still looking for friends on there.
Okay, we mentioned this.
Do you remember your MSN Messenger name?
Oh, I changed it all the time. Different song lyrics and quotes from movies and stuff like that. Whatever the cool kids were doing those days. Yeah. But I was never first to act. I was always copying the cool kids.
Did you have 8 people to make your top 8 in MySpace?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I was friends with all sorts of people all over the world.
Hmm.
You know, didn't know them, but we were good friends for sure. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. Well, George Santos has been accused of some more crimes in a new superseding indictment and some pretty crazy things, actually. Like stealing people's credit card information and running up tabs, you know, you want to read some of this article from the Washington Post, Charlie?
Yes.
It's the second article down in the notes.
Gotcha. All right. Santos accused of stealing identities, unauthorized credit card use. A superseding indictment made public Tuesday charges George Santos with stealing the identities of family members and using donors' credit cards to spend thousands of dollars. He's 35. I'm 35.
How about that?
Faces 10 additional charges, according to the indictment. One count of conspiracy to commit offenses against the United States. 2 counts of wire fraud. 2 counts of making materially false statements to the Federal Election Commission. 2 counts of falsifying records submitted to obstruct the Federal Election Commission. 2 counts of aggravated identity theft. And 1 count of access device fraud. He must have found where Hillary's emails were.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. The new charges were filed just days after Nancy Marks, the treasurer for the Santos campaign, pleaded guilty to fraud conspiracy and implicated Santos in a scheme to embellish his campaign finance reports with a fake loan and fake donors. Santos, who is expected to appear in federal court on the additional charges on October 27th, told reporters at the U.S. Capitol Tuesday evening that he does not intend to resign his seat in Congress. In May, Santos was charged with 13 counts related to allegedly defrauding his donors, using their money for his personal benefit, and wrongfully claiming unemployment benefits. Dude was claiming unemployment.
It's so ridiculous. This whole story is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lied about everything. He's defrauding his donors. They're making up money that's coming in. It
sounds like he's friends with Hunter Biden.
It's so wild.
The charges included 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of making materially false statements, and a partridge in a pear tree. He pleaded not guilty and called the investigation a witch hunt at the same time. Of course it's a witch hunt. It's Russian propaganda. Santos falsely inflated the campaign's reported receipts with non-existent loans and contributions that were either fabricated or stolen, says the U.S. Attorney Brian Peace. This office will relentlessly pursue criminal charges against anyone who uses the electoral process as an opportunity to defraud the public and our government institutions.
Okay, we don't have to go through the whole thing, the specific charges and stuff that happened, but there is a weird thing, and what I've been wondering is why people are not out there, Republicans specifically, not out there calling for him to resign.
I think some are.
His seat. Maybe some. But I'll tell you what's more important right now. They need his vote for the Speaker of the House to go through first.
Gotcha.
Even though they didn't do anything after the last one happened either. I will also say the other thing with this is that I know that he's getting caught in all these things and they're all really crazy. I don't see him as any worse than basically anyone else that's in the House of Representatives. He's just more of an idiot about all the ways that he's gone about stealing people's money and committing fraud. But pretty much all of these people I see as fraudsters, and I I don't see him as any worse. I just see him as dumber. The Salon article, which is another thing that could have been in Dumb. It could have been in Dumb Bleep. It probably should. But I thought while we're talking about this and we lead into a little bit of Hamas and the Israel conversation and talking about the GOP, we have Salon likening the GOP as terrorist groups, just like Hamas, with an article entitled "Hamas and the GOP are both terrorist groups. It's just a matter of degree." I don't think that it's that close, honestly.
Well, let's find out.
I don't think it's the same thing, but here we go from Salon. At a funeral for a dear friend on Wednesday, his widow approached me and said she didn't know who she was anymore. She said she was used to being a couple, and now she was not. We shared tears, and afterward, I thought about what she'd said and realized I heard the exact sentiment expressed in nearly the same fashion, only from members of Congress talking about politics. It made me shiver.
So a woman who lost her husband.
Yes.
Reminded you. Jesus.
It made me shiver to realize the possible implications of this analogy I was making in my head.
Shiver me timbers.
Consider the facts, Charlie. The attack on Israel by Hamas led to...
I can't get over it. Hang on a second. At a funeral for a dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
His widow approached me and said she didn't know who she was anymore. She was used to being a couple, and now she was not. We shared tears. And later that day, this person thought about...
how this is just like Congress.
The exact sentiment expressed in tears about losing your life partner. Reminded this person, members of Congress talking about politics.
The attack on Israel by Hamas led to a rare public appearance in the Rose Garden where Joe Biden ticked off a list of Hamas atrocities, including slaughtering innocent civilians at a left-leaning kibbutz and at a now infamous overnight rave. Entire family.
An editor read that and was like, that's fine.
That's just like GOP.
Put that in there.
It's just like Republicans. Babies killed, young people massacred while attending a music festival to celebrate peace. The atrocities included rape, assault, and parading human hostages as trophies. Sure, show me a country free of the atrocities the president outlined. That doesn't mean he wasn't right about Hamas and that he wasn't right to call it out. And he's absolutely right to want to do something about it. He vowed that the U.S. will stand by Israel. Biden's reaction was far better than those of certain toddlers in the GOP who immediately, without attribution or any facts to back it up, found ways to link Biden to the actions of Hamas. Now, some of what I've seen, this is me talking, not the article, some of what I've seen has gone like a little bit too far. I think it's too far to immediately say that this is Biden's fault. I guess as a libertarian, I like to think that we don't have to include ourselves in every other country's strife that they're going through and say that it was Joe Biden's fault, but whatever. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking more about this Salon article that's calling the GOP the same as Hamas, basically. Kind of ridiculous, I think. And then, of course, it's everyone's favorite segment of the week. It's Dumb Bleep of the Week. We're going to vote on who said the dumbest thing on Liberty at Night.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump was back in a New York courtroom today for his civil fraud trial.
When he arrived at the courthouse, the first thing the former president did was once again criticize New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is a witch hunt by a radical lunatic attorney general that shouldn't be allowed to be an attorney general. It's horrible.
According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it's not clear who's responsible for the missile strike at this time.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Pop star Pink has canceled two concerts this week due to a family emergency. Today and tomorrow in Tacoma, Washington, they will be rescheduled. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And we're back, Liberty at Night, with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. We've been going through the Salon article, the GOP and Hamas, same, same, but different. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina posted on X that Biden's weakness invited the attack on Israel. He claimed that Biden told Israel to stand down after the attack, which is an absolute lie, and called the president complicit in the attack. Steve Scalise, House Majority Leader and the leading candidate to become Speaker of the House, said the Biden administration must be held accountable for its appeasement of these Hamas terrorists, including handing over billions of dollars to them and their Iranian backers. That claim is also a lie on multiple levels. That's not exactly a lie. I mean, they did just hand over $6 billion, but as we said,
Iran. Not to the terrorists.
Yeah, to Iran. Now, Iran funds Hamas. We know that they do that.
And Hezbollah.
And then also, as we said, and I know that this is an annoying, nuanced point, as a libertarian, that was Iran's money. And I don't really know what right the U.S. government has to do with what kind of right we have in saying that they can't have their own freaking money. I mean, I don't think they can do it to me, and I don't definitely don't think they can do it to other countries around the country. Countries around the world, not around the country, is what I meant to say. That's where the president went sideways. His resolve is clear, but the resolve of Congress is another matter. And the House, at any rate, Republicans are too busy fighting over who will rule over the rubble. While the fight for the Speaker's gavel continues to play out, in all its splendor, the GOP, which has repeatedly shown that it cannot govern, is busy blaming Democrats in general and Biden specifically for all manner of ills affecting the planet, including but not limited to Hamas, the war in Ukraine, climate change, the GOP's failure to govern, COVID-19, Chinese saber rattling, and gingivitis. I don't know. I guess that maybe that was a joke. I'm not sure. I feel like there's a little bit of gaslighting happening right now in this article, but I can't exactly pinpoint it yet. Instead of even trying to govern, they squabble amongst themselves like a school of cannibalistic piranhas. Instead of proposing solutions, they merely try to shift blame. Ah, there's the gaslighting coming right now. I can feel it. Feel warm. Do you feel the warmth from the gas right now? These actions
leave... In the light.
There's a bright light. It lit up a room. And these actions leave many Americans feeling... Here, we made the connection. Sorry. It took so long to make the connection. These actions leave many Americans feeling like widows to democracy. You see, we used to be married to this thing called democracy, but it died.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Republicans.
Well, democracy means that if you disagree with the other side, they're not allowed to vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now we do not know who we are, just like that widow who lost her husband. And we have to settle for hatred and petty squabbles while the world seems to burn around us. More than one member of Congress on both sides of the aisle has wondered how their political opponents can completely ignore the facts. We're supposed to be in this thing together, more than one has lamented. They just keep saying more than one, not naming the Congress people. Everyone has a problem with facts from time to time, especially if the facts conflict with their own preconceived notions of truth. What is gaslighting? That's what's going on. It's actually true about both sides, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just only recognized by one side at a time about the other. There's never any introspection about the things.
Well, the way
do,
that this person is framing it is that the Democrats are good at this. It's the other side. Now she'll say, like, okay, both sides of the aisle struggle with this, but Republicans are way worse.
Well, see, unfortunately, the world is run by older men
She says that right here. The best of us learn from our mistakes, or at least try to do so. Very few of these people are Republican office holders.
Unfortunately, the world is run by older men who would not abandon their own peace, but are eager to urge younger men and women to do so. Kind of true. They are terrorists, like the leaders of Hamas. They are despots like Vladimir Putin. They are men like Donald Trump, who has never gone without a meal or lacked the social lubricant of money his entire life. Trump and many other politicians in this country are not so different from the craziest leaders in many foreign nations. They preach division. They preach hate. They teach fear. Of course, it's only Republicans that preach division and hate and fear, as you know. Scalise and Scott are part of the GOP that ruthlessly and relentlessly demonizes political opponents. In an article about how the Republicans are terrorists, just like Hamas.
Yeah.
Scalise and Scott are people who ruthlessly and relentlessly demonize their political opponents, just so you know.
From someone who probably supported the Russian propaganda against Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm sure. Probably still believe it.
The dude spent his entire presidency fighting a lie.
Let's see. United we stand, not so much with those two and other leading Republicans, but facts matter little to them, only power. There is little difference between Scott, Scalise, and Hamas.
Same, same.
Further, there is little or no difference between most of the GOP leadership, including Jim Jordan and Donald Trump, and the leaders of Hamas. Both groups will do anything they can to win. Both groups have engaged in atrocities. Both groups continue to lie. Both groups use human beings as hostages. Both groups are extremely dangerous. Both groups threaten the world's internal and external peace. The fact is, many Americans viscerally understand this. Donald Trump and his followers are terrorists. That's exactly why the majority of Americans cringe when they hear anything about D.C. politics. They fear the cancer is spreading.
No, they actually, they cringe because of people like you, actually. That when they read articles from you, that's when they cringe.
I mean, who is, you got to think about someone using a terrible, awful, disgusting, depressing tragedy that happened on the other side of the world where now it's 1,300 Israelis that they had, that were killed, 25 Americans, women and children, elderly, all this stuff.
To demonize a group of people.
Yeah.
And then talk about how those people are the ones demonizing
Yeah.
Your people.
You're using this to demonize your political opponents in an article that talks about those political opponents are people who demonize people and tear them apart.
Yeah. Make it make sense.
Must we say anything else?
Make it make sense.
I don't think we should.
Yeah.
Okay, a little update.
I think she, is it she?
Probably a she. I don't, it definitely sounds like something a woman would write.
Yeah, yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We've all been there before. I know I'm there all the time where I'm trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden my brain just keeps racing. My thoughts just keep racing. And it turns out like 2 hours later, I'm just sitting there thinking about stuff that I shouldn't even be worried about. Maybe it's time to work out, and you're excited, but then all those negative thoughts creep in. You know what you should do. You know what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Well, therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. Now, I've done therapy before in the past. It was very instrumental in my life and who I am today. Charlie has used BetterHelp also in the past. He loved it. Very easy, very simple, and very helpful as well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. Anthony Blinken says 25 Americans are dead and Gaza hospitals are running out of supplies. So just a little update on how this war is going on right now. Like I said, I think it's around 1,300 Israelis is the death toll right now. And by the way, also 1,300 Palestinians now in the response so far. So
we should end it there.
As far as an eye for an eye goes,
that seems pretty even.
I think it's kind of even right now.
Yeah.
But the idea is going to be that they're going to go in there and they're going to get all the terrorists. And I understand that and I get it. And I think every single one of these Hamas terrorists deserves to die a traitor's death. Okay. Just the worst thing possible. I honestly do.
Like, but we have a pretty good example of going in and trying to get terrorists.
Like
that spent 20 years.
That's the thing. Can you do it?
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes. But my fear is that every time they go through here and they kill one of these civilians that's a poor person who lives in a poor city and has no way really to leave because, geez, they're even bombing they told people to go to Egypt and they're bombing the pathway to Egypt. They told people to go out through the ocean. They're bombing the beaches. And so people don't know where to go. And you just look at pictures of this. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do anything as Israel. Like I was saying before the show yesterday, the Fat Haters Club heard us talking about this. Join gmail.com. My problem is that when I see a dead Israeli child and then I see a dead Palestinian child, I feel the same about those two things. It's not about why it happened. It's not about Israel needing to defend itself. It's not about even the way in which they were killed. It's a dead child who had nothing to do with anything that these people are doing. And so as far as caring about the dead child goes, I care about those the same because it's a dead kid, And when I see pictures of the rubble in Gaza, what I imagine is how in the world are these people not going to want to join Hamas later in the future?
To retaliate.
To retaliate.
Against the retaliation.
And that's the thing. We talked about this as it relates to all the other wars. They're all retaliations for retaliations. It's not that you shouldn't retaliate for what happened in Israel. My fear, and I'm not even saying there's a way around it, but my fear is that there's going to be more Hamas terrorists after this happens. They're going to be more emboldened to do bad things to Israel. And things are just going to get worse. And I don't know a way around it. I really don't. I mean, they're going to want to go in there and kill the people who did this. We want to do the same thing, But darn it, if I just wish there were a way to do this without killing a bunch of innocent people.
If someone dropped a bomb on my son, yeah.
Yeah, you'd probably level a whole block.
I would. Or a lot more blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, because, yeah, you know, when someone hurts your loved ones, you don't see clearly
mm-hmm.
for a long time.
And you got to be when you're running the country, you got to be the strong man who's going to take care of this and keep people safe, you know, because people care the most about their safety. It's one of your jobs, I guess. So once again, I'm not trying to demonize Israel or anyone else out there. It just sucks. The whole thing just sucks. And I get that this is Hamas's fault right now, currently, that these bombs are dropping and this is happening. But I don't know if these people are going to care so much as they care about their loved ones who were killed, who never did anything wrong. And they're going to be mad about that.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see if this time is different. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be. Okay. Let's move on to some other things outside of the war. You got anything else on the war? You good?
I think, yeah, I'm good on it. Yeah. Magoo says they just need to fight it out because that's what's going to happen anyway. I just wish the rest of the world isn't being led to feel like they need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can see that. I can see like, okay, like we need to continue this war until one side gives up. Well, let's say the aggressor, but who is that really? I try to think, I always try to like take these ideas down, you know, like let's say Nate and I were at war, you know, with mm-hmm. each other. We're both capable of killing each other, probably. And so we know that going into it. Let's say it starts as an argument, and then, you know, Nate says something stupid like he always does. And then, you know, I respond with something stupid back. And then eventually we get to fisticuffs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually one of us is going to be like, okay, that's enough. You know, like,
yeah.
Let's not kill each other here, you know? And then like, okay, well, so do we need to fight it out until it gets to that point where one group is finally like, okay, well, you know,
I think that
you've got the bigger bombs and you win.
I think that's the way it's going to go. And I think, the truth is they've been dancing around this for 75 years now. Israel carved out land that was already settled by a bunch of people, or the UN carved out land that was already settled by a bunch of people. And right now, you have to accept that for one to think that the Palestinian people have nothing to be mad about, and then you have to accept that as a Palestinian to further to be no more fighting. And I don't know if that's ever going to be accepted. And so I think what's going to have to happen, and I'm not saying I want it to happen, what's going to have to happen is what happens in all colonization in history. The original people that were there they're going to have to be gone. That's that for it to stop. I'm not even recommending that happens, but listen, we live in a country where it was already settled, you know, before this was a country, it was settled by people.
Yeah.
And we have accepted the fact, like, I don't want to give my land to a Native American. I've accepted the fact that, yeah, people came, took your land. They were stronger than you. And now I'm here. I'm happy about being here. I'm not going to give you my land back. I'm sorry. Just not going to.
You hate reparations that much, huh?
I'm just saying it's a difficult conversation because you have to accept it and you have to admit that you've accepted that. We've accepted that here.
Mm-hmm.
For us to be here right now, we've accepted it. And what it took was a total annihilation of any fight back against it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I want it to happen, but that's how it stopped. You know, that's right. Why we're not sitting here worried about bows and arrows. Arrows mainly. I don't care if someone throws a bow at the house.
They probably have guns now, Nate.
Just more fun to say bows and arrows.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spare tomahawks.
I'm not worried about getting scalped on the way to the gas station. Mm. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's a way that happened.
How do you know all Indians did that, Nate? See, look at you. Just
listen, they stopped listening a few minutes ago. Okay. We can say whatever we want right now. It's like making fun of Amish people. You can make fun of Amish people on the podcast all you want. They're not going to hear it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
get... Well, I'm, so just on that point, though, like what you're saying, yeah, I that's a fair point to bring up. I, of course, don't want to see any violence. And I think the biggest thing as an American, we've been involved in too many wars for too long. We don't have any money. Hmm. We shouldn't be sending troops. We shouldn't be putting American lives at risks. Israel, like, sure, stand with Israel, right?
We got a kid. Got a kid coming.
Good job, bud. I'm proud of you. Now you can eat your chocolate. Yeah, you're a good listener, and I am doing my work. Although I told him not to come up here.
Wanted to show you that he ate his food. And now he can have chocolate.
This is why dads are important. Uh-huh. All kids want to show their dad what they're doing and get approval.
So they can hear that you're proud of them.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's what being a dad's all about. Anyway, where I'm going with this is that I think America shouldn't be involved on the like, you can stand with Israel, sure. But here's a few things. One more, because I've got to finish this show. Yeah, hockey games tonight.
You going to a hockey game?
Yeah.
Nice. That's fun.
We're going to go see the Preds tonight. Hey, can you come here and tell everyone to subscribe quickly? Hurry up. And then you got to go back downstairs, okay? Tell everyone. Right here, tell them to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Please.
Please.
What else you want to tell them?
And else you want to subscribe. And you tell them. And you tell them good. And you say thank you.
Are you for Israel or Hamas?
Hamas, you be a good.
Who do you think?
And whoever is the goodest.
Whoever's the goodest, okay, wins.
Whoever's the goodest.
Fight it out.
Yeah.
He says fight it out.
Goodest wins. You pray from God and so far one means so we can get ours.
Yeah, pray.
Amen.
Pray to God. Amen.
There you go.
Look at that.
What about a woman?
What wisdom?
Amen and a woman, right?
Wisdom.
Wait, what about amen and a... All right, thank you for your insight, bud. That's really helpful. I appreciate that.
Now we can go downstairs.
Now you can go downstairs and finish and eat your chocolate. I'm proud of you.
He really waited to eat the chocolate.
He did.
Yeah.
That's
good. Good job.
I think we should listen to Parker. That's the answer right there.
Yeah. Whoever's the goodest wins.
Whoever's the goodest, pray to God.
Yeah.
And what do you say? That everyone's okay. I think everyone's okay. Amen and a woman. That's the show. Nothing else to say.
We can end it there if you want to.
Yeah. No, I do want to finish my point.
Yeah.
Thanks, Parker. Which is that America shouldn't be involved in the account of several things. Like, the first one is we don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't put American lives at risk. And that Israel is one of the largest militaries that spends a lot of money, and they've got very advanced weapons. I think they're going to be just fine on their own.
One of the largest militaries because of all the money that we send.
We've already, we've already.
How is it
given
you send,
it's this much?
How is it that as a government you spend so much money on things and it's never enough? Like, if you were to give, Elon Musk $1 trillion to start a business, you know, he would not have to come to you next year and ask for another $1 trillion to keep his business going. You know, that's just not what would happen. But you have something like the military that we spent $800 billion a year on. It's like they can't make it another year. They have to have a whole other $800 billion once again. And then the same thing with Israel. We give them $50 billion. I'm just throwing a number out. We give them $50 billion a year. And, like, they got to have that again next year?
Actually, they need an increase.
Yeah, it's got to go up now. I'm sure it's going to have to be doubled to fight this good fight.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's never a way that they become self-sustaining, ever. It doesn't happen. Yeah. We never expect them to be self-sustaining. No, we just don't. It's so weird that we've accepted that with things that the government does. Now, the iron...
Copperhead says incrementalism.
Yeah. The Iron Dome thing for Israel has clearly kept them alive. But as we said the other day on the show, I think they've made it to a point where they need to be buying their own freaking ammunition for those things. You know, they shouldn't have to rely on us to do it. And maybe if we step back a little bit, they'd find a way to do it themselves. But when you're there with a safety net for someone, or you tell someone that they can live off of you, then they don't need to do it. Isn't that nice that they get to have our money to make sure that they get to keep existing, and then their people live there? I'm not hating on Israel or Israelis right now, but I'm not a fan of governments, okay? Their people get to have their GDP per capita.
What do you mean by their people? The Jews?
Them.
The Jews?
Over there, yeah. In this case, I literally mean the Jews.
Yeah.
For most of them, yeah. They get to keep their money and spend it on them. Like, we're not asking them for money right now, you know? They just want more from us. When do people ever have to be self-sustaining, self-sufficient? I just want to know.
Self-sustaining skeleton.
I know. We need self-sustaining countries out there, but we don't.
Yeah.
They're like another state, a complete welfare state for the United States that we keep alive all the time.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, I wonder what they would have to do as a country to reprioritize some of their funding, maybe away from forced vaccinations for all their people, towards protecting themselves more. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Just using
our money to do
just
so.
Just a wonder I have.
Because we don't have any.
Yeah.
I'm all for giving. I think you should give. If you have extra or prioritize whatever, I think that you should give. That's a good thing. But you can't give when you don't have any money. It's not like, you know, if I get Nate a birthday gift on a credit card that I can't pay, that's not a good gift.
No.
You know?
Especially if it's a credit card that belongs to someone else that they have to pay off, like your freaking George Santos or something like that.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Look at all this great stuff I got you.
George Santos's defense should be, hey, I work in the government. This is what we do here.
Yeah.
I take money out of other people's names and I spend it without their permission. It's my whole job.
Yeah.
All right.
Literally. I'm in the budget meeting.
Actually, we're going to have to come back to that conversation because he's getting accused of doing his job. Okay. That's a good
just
place to wrap it up.
Just at a smaller scale. We can talk about other government waste another time.
All right. Coming up, we're going to go through Dumb Bleep of the Week. We got 10 different submissions. Those come in via Twitter. You can find us Good AM Liberty on Twitter or X. And then the Fed Haters Club, joingml.com. Joingml.com. GML stands for Good Morning Liberty. That's our daily podcast. So Dumb Bleep of the Week coming up on Liberty Night and the Free Talk Live Network.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.